Maybe I need a little texting etiquette, or because I was just thinking about this after the fact. It's 99.7 DJX. Got a text from a listener last night, 8 p.m. 502-795-1997. You can text us anytime.
Sure.
You know? And so anyways, I was just looking at some of the messages that we had gotten since we were here last in the studio, and we got this message from a listener with a little photo attached to it, and it said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I work at a store and I got this shirt in today. Hey, Ben." And it just looks like the collar with a tag that says Ben Davis.
Oh, wow.
So there is a line of like clothing, think Carhartt.
Okay.
So it's mostly West Coast, but it's called Ben Davis, and it's a line of clothing. And so, you know, every now and then someone will send me like a bumper sticker that says Ben Davis for president, because they have that. And it's
right.
And it's like a gorilla, and it's Ben Davis. And so anyways, it's just kind of fun, right? And so I was like, wow, which store? What size is it? And I responded when I got in this morning at 3:50 in the morning. And I just responded thinking, okay, they're going to get it when they wake up.
Right.
Well, I got a text back 2 minutes later.
Oh.
That answered the question. And I said, and then I was like, oh, great. And so I responded back, awesome, might need to stop by and get it. So, but then I started thinking, were they really just up? Or did the notification of my text message at 3:50 in the morning wake them up? Because they sent it last night at 8 p.m. Eric Zachary didn't respond.
No.
So we were the next people in line to kind of like see it. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to make sure that we responded and said something. But should I have waited?
I think... I do tend to, I have had hit pause before like 6 o'clock in the morning when I see something like my sister texted the night before something, like after I'd gone to bed, and I'll wait to respond until a little bit later in the morning, just in case they do like sleep with the phone nearby and a notification would be up and ding and wake them up.
Kelly, you're like me. And if you don't do it immediately,
you
it's
forget.
Gone.
Yes. Yeah.
So
but
I was,
but I also make it a habit after the show, I circle back and check on, okay, did I have text messages that I need to respond to?
Yeah. I mean, I will wake up in the morning and I'll check my text messages, and every now and then I'll see some text messages that came in like at 10 p.m. or 10:30 or something like that. And I have my phone on like a do not disturb after a certain time. So only certain people can get through. If you're in the club.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, it's just silent. So I'll go back and I'll see some of those. And then but I've gotten into the habit of just responding whenever because I assume everybody else is doing the same thing.
Well, or you assume that maybe not everybody sleeps with their phone in their room.
Right.
Which we don't. Mine's in the bathroom, so I can use it as a clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But everybody else charges it in the kitchen.
Well, see,
like all the phones live there overnight.
Yeah, I use my phone as an alarm to wake up in the morning, so I just leave it on my bedside table. I don't charge it. I just leave it.
Yeah, see, it would be like, I think the notification, because sometimes it buzzes, and like it can vibrate on the table.
I know, and that can wake you up.
And make some noise, too.
Right. Amy texts in and says, if you have notifications on when you're sleeping, that's a you problem. Okay.
Okay. So just text away.
Amanda.
Text away whenever you want.
You're worried about it. You put it on silent or do not disturb. Elena, I have my phone set the same way. Yep. Dr. Aaron, this is why you put your phone on do not disturb while you sleep. Yeah. See,
so everyone's blaming it, putting it on the person. Like if they're getting woken up by a notification, that's their problem.
Well, maybe they weren't.
I think if you are that light of a sleeper and you aren't putting your phone on silent when you go to sleep, that's on you. You did nothing wrong. Hashtag Ben Davis for president.
Yeah. I have one of those bumper stickers around here somewhere, but, but yeah, so maybe then she, or this listener, I should say, was just awake.
Right.
Maybe,
could be.
Maybe they were awake too.
And you don't know what they do for a living. Maybe they had to get up for work this early too.
Yeah, that's
true.
Could
be in a medical field. You don't know. There's a lot of people that do have weird schedules.
Right, right.
Like
you
us.
And I have weird schedules.
Yes.
And so
but we're not the only ones.
But when I fired off a text at 3:50 in the morning, mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking I was going to get a response, right.
Yes.
Yeah, right away, but I did, and that
like,
made me think.
They'll get it whenever they get to it.
Right, and that made me think, oh gosh, maybe I did something wrong.
Right.
So, all right. Well, hey, thank you. Oh gosh, all right. Now
well, there's a lot of people. Yeah, I work at a doctor's office. I go in at 6:45, but wait until 8 a.m. to make calls. 3 in the morning might be a tad early. But now we need to get you that shirt and post it.
I know. I need to.
Well, and a text is different than a call. Like, we're not calling people at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's talking about like returning a text.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's way too early to like call anybody for sure.
Man, I'm not answering your phone call anyway.
No!
I'm barely answering my own family's phone call.
If something requires a phone call, you're writing a note to yourself in your notes app to call this person later.
Right, right.
Yes.
All right.